Joining the Red River Farm Network is Weston Dvorak, a rancher at Manny, North Dakota. And if you don't know where that is in the southwestern, south-central part of the state. And Weston,
you and I were just discussing beforehand, while you really didn't get any rain in this most recent system that has moved more on the eastern side of the state, over on the western side in Dunn County there, you were able to catch some pretty timely rains within the past week?
Yeah, so like that was enough to, allow us to start planting. And, I put down anhydrous and stuff with when I seed, and having that moisture to tie the anhydrous together is kind of what I was waiting for. And that rain sure helped out. And everybody has been going pretty steady here the last week or so, trying to get the crop in.
It's a little weird when you look at the calendar because it's already May 20th and you're just starting out west, you know, but I guess maybe that shows just how dry it was if people weren't even planting up to this point. So what sort of momentum do we have moving forward? Is still hope that maybe some of this crop and grassland will come around yet?
Yeah, you know, I think on the crop farming side, it was a tale of two cities where you had some guys that had some crop in for 5 weeks, but nothing had emerged from the ground yet. And then you had the guys that were sitting around waiting for a rain so that when they plant, you know, the crop can have a chance to grow right away. So there was quite a bit of crop that was seeded, but hardly nothing was emerged and was sitting in the dry for 4 or 5 weeks. And then on the cow side of things, normally we turn out to an early spring pasture right around the 1st of May. And, at that time, everything was completely brown. There was no grass growth whatsoever. So we kept on feeding the cows up until about 2 days ago. So when we caught that rain on that Saturday, then we waited a little while, and then temperatures increased to 70, 80 degrees, and the grass kind of took off. And so a couple days ago here, we turned the cows out, and they finally got on some green grass and maybe saved some of that hay in case we need it later on.
Well, you know, that was going to be, I guess, my question for you moving forward, Weston. What's the plan? Because, you know, I'm hearing a lot of guys that, like, your situation, if they can catch a rain and get that grass started, they'll graze for a while, but you know, ultimately, if these dry conditions persist, that means something different. You know, that's going to really shorten our grazing season. And so how are you planning ahead for this summer?
So me personally, I guess I decided to put everything in for hay. All my crop acres are going to be either hay, oats hay, barley hay, millet. Booked up a lot of millet seed early on. Before the price of that almost doubled, and increased my corn silage acres. I increased some acres to corn for grain, that type of thing, but pretty much everything will be used for hopefully keep my cow herd around. You're right. I mean, it's a scary deal when I also have a custom feedlot, and I believe April 22nd, I got my first phone call from a local around here looking for ideas on what to do with his cow-calf pairs over the summer, thinking that there's not going to be enough grass for them. And so when it's end of April and you start getting these calls about, you know, feeding cattle over the summer and that kind of thing, and it's a very large area and there's a lot of cows in that area, and people were really worried and still are. That new terrain didn't take long for a couple windy, hot days, and it doesn't seem like we got that new terrain anymore, but at least the grass started growing.
Well, there's a lot of time between now and the next up-and-coming couple months, so hopefully things could change. But if we wanted to maybe leave this conversation on a positive note, and just any words you'd like to share with fellow ranchers out there, Weston?
You know, I think this is what we do. You know, I mean, it's we've been through this before, maybe not to this extreme and this early on, But every day that that we progress through this, we're one day closer to the next rain, and I think that eventually, I think, you know, once June and July come around, I'm hoping for some moisture there, and these late season crops will turn out. So
yeah,
I'm cautiously optimistic.